Did you know Fast Growing Trees is the largest online nursery in the USA? With more than 10,000 plant varieties and millions of satisfied customers. I have their trees and plants at my home, and they're fantastic. Have you had your fair share of landscaping woes and wasted weekends at crowded nurseries? Finding fast-growing trees will be like stumbling upon a hidden treasure, believe me. With fast-growing trees, it's different. From fruit trees to houseplants, they have it all delivered right to your doorstep. Plus, their plant experts are always available for advice. And here's the best part. This spring, they have up to half off on select plants. And my audience can get an extra 15% off by using promo code Bill at checkout. So please go to fastgrowingtrees.com, use promo code Bill at checkout. So my new congressman, Tom Suozzi, was sworn in yesterday, and he made a pretty good statement. I'm going to play it for you in a moment on the floor of the House. So I know Suozzi, I mean, full disclosure, went to the same high school, Chaminade. I'm older than he is, although I look younger. But I've known him over the years, and he's a good guy. I don't think he is malevolent in any way. My problem with Suozzi, and I told him this face-to-face, man-to-man, you heard it on WABC, was I don't think you have the cojones to stand up to the radical left elements of your party in the House of Representatives. I think you're just going to go along. Because in the first 2 years of the Biden administration, or the first year, you went along with everything Biden wanted, including opening the border. So why are you going to change? Suozzi says he will change. He's now going to be the voice of reason. Roll the tape.
I know there are so many good people in this chamber on both sides of the aisle. But people are worried about the cost of living. They're worried about the chaos at the border. They're worried about Israel, Gaza, and Ukraine. They look to Congress, and what do they see? The extremists get all the attention. We're letting ourselves be bullied by our base. We aren't getting anything done.
Good statement. And I actually texted Suozzi and said, hey, but now I'm going to watch every vote that he makes to see if he does stand up. So let's take it one by one. Cost of living. The president, Joe Biden, who fueled the inflation, all right, says, no, it's coming down. And it's nothing to worry about. My policies are bringing down inflation. He doesn't admit that he started it, which he absolutely did, because when Trump left office, it was 1.4%. So then Biden came in and he slapped regulations on the fossil fuel industry and boom, that's what happened. So inflation is at the feet of Joe Biden. And massive spending that Biden embraces fuels inflation. So why is he going to vote against all this massive? We'll see. Right? Gaza, Ukraine, Israel, can't really do much about that if you're a congressman. You can cast a vote, you know, but that's not something that you can really influence very much. But he's right that the extremists get the attention from the media. That's they do. Matt Gaetz is an extremist. Now, I know some of he is. He's a right-wing extremist. AOC is a left-wing extremist. Both of them are famous. You don't know most congresspeople. You don't know their names, but you know Gaetz and you know Ocasio-Cortez because they're out there. And that's correct, but that's always going to be the case, no matter what. So if I'm in Congress, I go in there and I would be a big mouth in Congress. I would. And people say, well, why haven't you run and this and that? Because I do more good here watching all of these people than I would as one lone voice among hundreds. And that was a decision I made early on. I don't have the temperament for it either. You know, I'm not a patient man. I come up with solutions and then they look at me like, well, you know, maybe in 2 years, take a look at it. That's not for me. But anyway, you got to shake it up. And the best way to do that is to become a problem solver and have some friendly media at your disposal to say, here's how I solve the problem. So Swazi's welcome on Common Sense with me anytime he wants to come on. So if you got a board of solution, I want to hear it from Tom Swazi. That's how you do it. So I'm hopeful my congressman in the 3rd District here on Long Island will do some good. But if he starts, you know, just towing the progressive line, I am going to hammer him, and he knows it.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.